はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to Lesson 3 of the new JLPT N4 Prep Course at JapanesePod101.com.I'm Jessie, and I'm in the studio joined by...
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。前回は文字、語彙の問題3と問題4を勉強しました。
So far, you've learned what 問題1、2、3 and 4 of the kanji and vocab section are like.
このレッスンは問題5を勉強します。
In this lesson, we'll cover 問題5 of the kanji and vocabulary section. In 問題5, you're supposed to choose the sentence that correctly uses the given word. First of all, Naomi-sensei,
はい、
can you read the instructions for 問題5?
Sure. 次の言葉の使い方で一番いいものを1,2,3,4から一つ選んでください。
Choose the sentence that uses the given word correctly from 1 to 4.
次の is next or following. 使い方 is how to use. So, 言葉の使い方 is how to use the word or usage of the word.
問題5 is designed to test how well you are able to use the vocabulary. So when you learn new words, get into the habit of looking up sample sentences to see how they are used.
あと、似た意味の言葉にも気をつけてください。
Right, you have to be careful about words that have similar meanings but are not exactly the same. They might try to trick you on the test.
例えば、見物と見学、意味がちょっと違います。
見物 means sightseeing, viewing, or seeing, while 見学 means observation tour or a field trip.
Both 見物 and 見学 are the action of seeing something.However, since 見学 has the kanji 学
learn
in it, it indicates that someone is seeing something for the purpose of learning or obtaining knowledge.
Okay, so now Naomi-sensei is going to read the beginning of a sentence. So please finish the sentence with 見物する or 見学する. Here's the sentence.
有名な建物を?
And the answer is?
Well...It really depends on your purpose. If it's just a regular tour, it should be
有名な建物を見物する。
We visit a famous building.
But if you went there on a school trip or with the purpose of learning something,
見学する is also fine.
So let's say if you were visiting Kyoto for vacation, that would be
京都を見物する。
If you were visiting a factory with the purpose of observing it and learning about it, that would be
工場を見学する。
Okay, and now let's move on to the next pair.
故障するとこわれるも意味がちょっと違います。 Both 故障する and こわれる often appear in JLPT. They have similar meanings, but are not exactly the same, so be careful.
Kosho is to go out of order. Kowareru is to break. But Naomi-sensei, you can say, このパソコンは故障している. This PC is out of order. And you can also say, このパソコンは壊れている. This PC is broken. So, are they different?
Good question. In that case, they're the same. You can use both 故障する and 壊れる for describing how a machine is broken. However,You cannot use 故障する for non-mechanical items.
Ah, okay. So you can say, その椅子は壊れている。That chair is broken. But not, その椅子は故障している。Right?
そうですね、right. Unless the chair has some mechanical function.
Ah, if it's more of like a machine, then you could use it.
Right.
なるほど。
それから、他動詞と自動詞も気をつけてください。
Ah, transitive verbs and intransitive verbs. Mm. These are really tricky, aren't they? So basically, transitive verbs have an object and intransitive verbs don't. In this lesson, let's just memorize some of them as a set. So here's the first pair.
育てる
To raise, to bring up. This is a transitive verb.
Intransitive verb is 育つ
To grow up or to be raised.So, can we hear some sample sentences so that we can see how both of them are used?
はい。私は花を育てる。
This means I grow flowers. So here, flowers is the object of 育てる。And the verb that goes with that is
花が育つ。
So this one means flowers grow. Here, we're not saying who is doing the growing. We're just saying that it's a natural thing that flowers grow.
The next pair is 見つける。
To find, and this is the transitive verb, so this needs an object.
And 見つかる
To be found, to be discovered, and this is the intransitive verb.
Tricky, isn't it?
Can we hear some sample sentences, please?
Sure. 私は誰かのお財布を見つけました。
I found somebody's wallet.
私のお財布が見つかりました。
My wallet was found. So it really might help to study these in pairs.And not only that, but you should include the object or subject with the particle before it, so you remember which type it is. Like, for example,
財布を見つける
and
財布が見つかる。
All right, next, let's do some practice questions. We'll give you a word, so please choose the sentence that uses that word correctly. The first word is 見学。
一、学生の時、工場を見学した。二、暇なので映画を見学した。
And the correct sentence is?
1. 学生の時工場を見学した。
When I was a student, I went on an observation tour of a factory. So what's wrong with the second sentence? 暇なので映画を見学した。
Well, that depends on the movie. If it's an educational movie, it could work. But it's not really natural. It should be 映画を見た。So, 暇なので映画を見た。
Since I had nothing to do, I watched a movie. Okay, now one more practice question. The next word is 故障。
1. あなたの靴下は故障していますよ。2. その車は故障していますよ。
The correct sentence is
2. その車は故障していますよ。
That car is broken. And what's wrong with choice one? あなたの靴下は故障していますよ。
You're already laughing.
I'm already laughing because it just sounds so off.
靴下 are socks, aren't they? You can't say, hey, your socks are out of order, can you?
That would be pretty strange, I think.
そうね。It should be, あなたの靴下は破れていますよ。破れる is to wear out or to get torn.
So that full sentence one more time is
あなたの靴下は破れていますよ。
And it means your socks are torn. So, how did you do? Did you get the correct answer?
That's all for this lesson.
Make sure you study hard and see you next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions.Tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now. See you next time!
頑張ってください。じゃあまた。